Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. A baby is in critical condition after Philadelphia police say he was shot four times on Saturday night. KYW Charlotte Reese reports he was riding in his stepmother's car when the shots were fired.
Police are searching for the gunman who shot a baby four times Saturday night in the city's Hunting Park section. The 11-month-old was in the back seat of his stepmother's car when he was shot in the back of the head, chest, and twice in the backside. Police say the shots were fired at 7th and West Luzerne Streets, but the woman kept driving to the 4900 block of Kamak Street, and that's where she realized the baby was shot.
It's not clear if the baby's stepmother was wounded in the attack. Anyone with information should contact Philadelphia police. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, the search for missing 5-year-old Dulce Olivez continues in Bridgeton. Volunteers are meeting at Ridgeway Hunter Field, where a vigil was held days after her disappearance. William Rackley of Delaware County organized the event.
People kind of gave up, and I'm a firm believer that hope is the mother of all men.
The 5-year-old disappeared on September 16th at Bridgeton City Park while out with her brother, mom, and aunt. Rackley says he organized the search because he knows the family is struggling financially.
It's heartbreaking that a lot of cases go unsolved without any answers because they can't afford high-power investigation firm or an attorney to help them proceed through the cases.
Early last week, investigators released a sketch of a man police want to talk to in connection with Dulce's disappearance. At least 60 people are helping out by searching designated areas that Rackley mapped out. He says he will be there until every volunteer leaves. Meanwhile, more than 100 members of the clergy and faith leaders across New Jersey have penned an open letter to state leaders calling for quick action of a measure to expand access to driver's licenses to those having a hard time getting them. Among them are undocumented immigrants. So far, 14 states, as well as the District of Columbia, have already done this at least once on the immigrant front. And this group of religious leaders support the move pushed by a group called Faith in New Jersey. Charlene Walker is the executive director.
This piece of legislation will lift up all of those that are being marginalized within our communities in order to, as people like to say figuratively, pull them up from their bootstraps. But the reality is we're not giving them anything to pull themselves up by.
Giving them a license to drive will, according to the letter, increase public safety, help the state's economy, and increase the well-being of all families. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the recently appointed Secretary of the Smithsonian was in Old City for a chat at the Museum of American Revolution. KYW's community affairs reporter, Cherry Gregg, sat down with him.
Lonnie Bunch III is the 14th Secretary of the Smithsonian and the first African-American to ever hold the role, but he got the gig taking on the task of a lifetime by building the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
It was one of the longest journeys of my life, but it's really been so well received.
The endeavor took 11 years and is chronicled in his new book, A Fool's Errand, Creating the National Museum of African American History in the Age of Bush, Obama, and Trump. And a Philabundance program that helps move people from poverty to the job force has celebrated its most recent graduating class of 16 students. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more.
Almeda Lindsay says there's something special about the Philabundance Community Kitchen program.
They just see something in everybody, and they try their best to bring it out.
Jewel Felder-James says watching her son Marquise graduate was a feeling that she couldn't put into words.
He has had a long struggle.
She says all his life, Marquise has had trouble communicating and didn't speak until he was 9, but he seems to have found his voice.
Kitchen leaders say the secret to the success of the program is taking the time for each student to find out what he or she needs and helping them one-on-one. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.